Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, August 13th, 2013 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm there recording from Bethesda, Maryland. Palo Alto is reporting about a new strain of Android malware that uses a little bit of different trick to infect users. The way this malware arrives is with a slightly modified binary. Now, what we have seen in the past is where attackers added malicious components to these Android binaries, but in this case, the attacker is really only making a minor change in adding an ad component that downloads ads from an ad service. Now, this is really not that unusual. Lots of Android services do deliver ads. What's a little bit unusual here is that this ad service is really more used as a command and control channel in order to figure out who's infected by this particular malicious version and what they're doing. So the next step happens if the user then adds an additional application. Once the user adds this application, a pop-up will appear asking for additional components to be downloaded to assist this application. Those components are not related to the new application that the user is trying to install. Instead, they're really related to the old prior malicious application and now deliver the actual malicious payload. The tricky part here is that it gets now really hard to link the malicious behavior with that original application. For example, the user may recognize that the phone is all of a sudden sending these expensive SMS messages to for pay services, when in fact this is not related to the last application that the user installed, but to a prior application. So the user uninstalling that last application or blaming the last application for this behavior really directs the blame in the wrong direction, and it makes it easier for the actual culprit to hide longer. And for the next story, I just want to point out that I did my due diligence and I don't think this is a spoof, but London had an issue with its trash cans. Apparently, what happened was that a company set up trash cans that displayed ads, and the city, of course, as a result, got free trash cans, and the company that set up these trash cans was able then to display its ads. Now, whenever you display ads, the problem is to fix out how many people actually see these ads. So this company came out with a rather neat way to track foot traffic around the trash cans by looking for Wi-Fi MAC addresses. So they set up a little access point that was open, and then everybody syncing or connecting to that access point, their MAC address was recorded and then counted as foot traffic. Well, that was a little bit too much for London city officials, and in the name of privacy, they now asked for these trash cans to be removed. The company in a statement said that the collection actually only happened initially as they set up the trash can and wasn't happening all the time, and they anonymized data and so on, but I guess that wasn't really enough because the trash cans do remain to have the capability to collect the data whenever they're asked to do so. And Kaspersky Securelist has a nice write-up about what they call the counter.php malware based on how it originally gets into the system. Essentially, the way it attacks is if a user visits an affected website, it will launch some JavaScript that will then include an iframe that redirects the user to this counter.php script, which actually turns out to deliver, well, more JavaScript, of course, and with that, five different exploits in this case. Three reasonably recent Java exploit, an older Windows and an older Adobe exploit are then delivered. And the infection depends on what country you're from. There appears to be some geolocation happening. And depending on where you're from, you may either get a fake antivirus package or the latest access a bot. Now, antivirus doesn't do a very good job with the last step, the malware. This particular malware, like what we have seen a lot recently, is encoded for each specific request, so it's likely not going to get detected. However, some of the earlier steps, the redirects and the exploits, may actually get detected by antivirus. Well, this is it for today, so thanks again for listening. Don't forget, tomorrow is Patch Tuesday, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.